Episode 1544, How to Cut the Fat.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy day, you made it. It is Wellness Wednesday. Yes, do you feel healthy? Come on, let's get that blood pumping, your heart moving in the right direction. It's all about how to cut the fat. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, wouldn't it be nice if being healthy only meant learning how to cut the fat? However, there is so much more to health and wellness. Now, I bet you're thinking that this episode is going to be all about nutrition and getting rid of the extra fat. And you're like, come on, bring it on. I want to know how to get rid of this fat. I've been trying all year. Maybe, you know, turning down that red meat and enjoying more lean meats more often. And oh, wait, but what if you're vegetarian? You just question meat all in all, right? But actually, how to cut the fat has nothing to do with your nutrition. I know, jaw-dropping, isn't it? It's all about what is keeping you from becoming healthy, living that healthy lifestyle. Every new year comes. We just had one a few months ago. Can you believe you are in the first month of the second quarter? Go figure. What happened to January, February, and March? We are now April. You got tax time around the corner. You're probably freaking out if you haven't already turned in your taxes, freaking out. And you're like, I don't know. We've got summer around the corner and I'm stuck here. How do I cut the fat? I'm looking at myself going, I don't like what I look like. Every new year starts with a resolution of getting healthier. Whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, eating better. You just want to live a life that serves you, whatever that looks like. However, we get stuck. Are you stuck? We get stuck in our same old stuff because we don't see the fat moving. The fat, the number on the scale, the inches around our waist, the size on the hanger, the cost of food decreasing, the brain fog disappearing, the level of energy increasing. I want you to erase in your mind right now. I know it's going to be hard to do, but I'm going to do it with you. Everything you have been told about how to lose weight and get healthier. Just blink and it's gone. I don't want you to have any assumptions, no jumping the gun, no trying to, you know, gain your own conclusions here. Don't figure out what I've written already. I know I've been there like, oh, what is she going to say next? Just listen here for just one moment. When you look at your life, how do you see yourself interacting in your daily responsibilities? And I want you to be really realistic. How is your attitude? What are your physical actions and your motions? What are you actually doing in your everyday? Now, I want to give you some examples. Maybe you're an empty nester. That means what? You have no kids. Yes, celebrate. Okay, maybe not so much. You're just in a totally different stage of life. Ask yourself this question. How am I hanging out with my grown children? Or maybe better yet, how are you hanging out with your two-year-old grandchild? Are you swinging from the trees with them? Are you sitting on the park bench with your cane watching them? Maybe you have older grade school children and some in college. How are you keeping up with their late nights, their social interest? What they like to do now that they're all quote unquote grown up. What does it look like? How do you feel? Are you like barely keeping up with them going, gosh, I just cannot wait to be an empty nester so I can just sit on the sidelines. Oh, wait, but I forgot about that I may have a cane with me. Maybe you have kids preschool to elementary and you're like, oh my gosh, where's your energy level? Are you as frantic loving as they are? You know how the kids just wake up happy most of the time? You know, they get up and they're like, bing, I'm up, I'm awake, let's go, let's do life. And they do that all the way until they crash at night. Or if they're still taking naps, crash right before their naps. I can remember watching my children go through this and I'm like, oh, if you would only sleep. Mine never liked naps very much. Not till I got to number 4 and number 5. And then we finally got to loving naps. Maybe you're a brand new parent. How are you getting through your day with a smile? Are you? Are you managing it? Do you feel extra stress? Now, some of that's normal, right? But when you look at your life, how do you see yourself interacting in your life, being a participant? Are you just saying, no, I'm just sitting over here. I'd rather retire already. I know I just started life, but I'm ready to retire. Most of us have predetermined that health is defined by a number, the fat. If a number is driving your health journey, it's going to be a never-ending battle. You'll always be on a roller coaster. Why? Well, numbers always change. And then there will be another study that comes out and says you should be this or do that at this age or stage in your life. And then you'll be like, oh my gosh, who wants to live by a number? Who wants to have that fat hanging over them? Think about it. We live most of our lives by numbers. How old are you? Are you big on the Enneagram? Maybe you're like, oh, I'm a number 3. I'm a 9. Finances, right? How big or how little is your bank account? Where's the checkbook? Or what does the check card look like? Dates, anything on a calendar, an anniversary, a birth date. What about this one? ACT. Oh, bad memories. I know my son just took it yesterday. He's like, oh, mom, my mind is blown. It was a really long day. But the ACT and the SAT, right? It's numbers. You want to get accepted to the college, you have to get a certain number. What about our GPA? Same thing, right? Our report cards. Our mileage. Mileage on the car. So many miles means we have to go get an oil change. So many miles, we need to do something else with the car, right? Mileage. What about taxes? Yes, taxes. They're due soon. Get it done if you haven't already. And calories. We think we're living healthy lives, right? And then we're watching our calories. We go out to eat and we sit there and look at a menu and the numbers jump off the page. This many calories. You feel guilty with just eating and going out now. You're like, please don't show me the menu. I don't want to know how many calories I'm eating. I don't know that I'm actually indulging. It shouldn't be sinful, but I'm going to feel really bad ordering the steak and baked potato loaded, by the way, and I want a bread basket and everything else in between. Numbers can serve us to a degree. It can be a resource, but when it becomes a controlling factor in your life, that's not living. The fat are the numbers that we live by. We've got a problem here. You see, we miss the main point of being healthy. And that's to live. We've forgotten what it's like to live, to be alive, to feel alive, to have that energy, knowing that the blood is being pumped throughout your entire body. It's an incredible feeling. Some would call it an endorphin rush. I know for me, when I run, I feel free. I don't know. I guess if I could fly, that would be my thing. If I could fly like a bird, it would be cool. But I can't, so I can run. And I don't run fast. I just run at my pace. I don't even keep track of how much I run, except for how many miles. I do keep track of that. But people will say, well, how fast is your mile? I'm like, I don't know. I run the mile. I'm just counting miles. I just want to know how much I'm running. Because a long time ago, I was doing 7 to 11 miles a day running. And then I would walk on top of that. Man, I would be getting in 20 to 23,000 steps just in my workout. That's crazy, I know. But is that really healthy living? Maybe for me at that time it was. But as I've gotten older and wiser, and I've really looked at things, the psychology and how numbers come into play with our real life, our authentic being, We're missing the main point of being healthy, and that's living. So you got to cut the fat so you can live, love, and impact. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Cut the fat so you can live, love, impact. If you are not feeling good about your life, do you really feel like living? I know that's kind of a heavy question to ask. But when you're feeling kind of out of it, maybe that's every other day, or depends on the season in your life. Now, I'm not talking about depression. That's a totally different episode. I'm talking about you just feel kind of like, bleh. It's like, yeah, I don't have the energy today. If I could, yeah, I would just stay in bed all day. No big deal. I'd be, you know, wearing my PJs all day, sitting on the couch, maybe reading a book if I wanted to. Oh, no, I'll just doze off here and there. Or do you feel alive? You wake up going, okay, Lord, I cannot wait to face today. What do you have in store for me? Sign me up. I'm there. Now, some of us are like, oh, I would love to get to that point, but I don't really think that's realistic. So you've got to find something in between. How do you cut the fat so you can live, love, impact? Well, let's break it down. Number one, live. Define what healthy living is for you. Most of us define healthy living by somebody else's perspective. What I see as healthy living is going to be totally different from your definition of healthy living. And guess what? That is okay. It's not about right or wrong. Now, yes, some things have a factor, meaning like your blood pressure, right? If you've got a certain number, maybe that should be cause for caution. Or wait, maybe we should try some different things to focus here. Or maybe your cholesterol, right? There are some numbers that we need to pay attention to. It still doesn't define the entire statement in your life, but it is something that we have to take into consideration. But it's up to you to define what healthy living is for you. What does it look like? Be specific in the activities and the actions you want to be able to perform. For me, I don't want hip replacements. For me, I don't want knee replacements. I want my originals. So that has meant for me taking a step back for almost 3 years from not running. And in some cases, only walking as a necessity, not as an exercise. Because I pounded my body on pavement for so long. When you run a total of 2+ marathons a week, and then you add on top of that the walking that I did, it was insanity. It really was. I look back and I'm like, seriously, you did that? Now, I can't say I did not enjoy it because I did. There was something about it. And it was my time to do that. And that was fine. But now I'm like, oh, no, no, no. This body can't take this. I'm older, a little bit wiser. And I know that my picture of living is chasing my grandchildren. I don't want to be on that park bench with a cane. I want to be able to walk with regular shoes. I don't want to go and have foot surgery. Oh, wait, and my shoulder. Oh, no, I don't want to have surgery on it either. I want to have the original. So you got to first live and define what that living looks like for you. Healthy living. What is that? Be specific in your activities and actions. Number two, love. You have to love you no matter where you are in your journey. And that means all of it. And that includes the fat, not the numbers fat, but literally the fat. Maybe you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, Christiane, if you could only see me, but I'm not going to show me to you because it scares me to look at me. So why would I show me to you? I'm not going there. That's okay, but you still have to love yourself. I came to that reckoning with myself when I was really battling, when I was over 215 pounds. I was way too heavy. I'm a short little gal, very, very concentrated. And yes, I have calves that are made of steel, and I love that. Thanks, Dad. But that's no excuse for me being as heavy as I was. I thought I was doing some things right, but those root beer floats every night was not part of an equation I should have been calculating in with my healthy living. I wasn't doing my body any justice. But when I would look in the mirror, I didn't like who I saw. I didn't. And unfortunately, that came out against my children, against my spouse, me being mad. And ultimately, it wasn't their fault, it was my fault. But I didn't even know what I was getting mad about. I was just mad. Why? Because I couldn't find what I liked to wear. I'd go in the closet, I have nothing to wear. I did not love myself. But I'm telling you, in the midst of my ups and downs in my journeys of healthy living, throw in there the word weight loss, I had to learn to love who I was immediately at that time. You know why? Because I could never get to the next part of where I was headed. I'd miss a turn or two because I wasn't loving myself through and through. Even if you're heavier than what you want to be, you have to love yourself. Maybe you're like, I've lost a lot of weight, but I really need muscles because I know I'm getting older and my muscles are deteriorating. I can tell. I just don't feel as strong as what I used to. We are all aging. Every single day, your body is decaying. I know it's depressing. Don't get depressed on me here. I'm trying to get you out of the number game. I want you to think about how you feel, the actions that you want to be taking. And when you see yourself in the mirror, you love you. I don't care what the scale says. I don't care what size is on the hanger. You love you. You're on a journey. Love yourself through the journey. And finally, number three, impact. Impact actually stands for something. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Transformation is what? Change. Impact brings about change. You're an agent of change. You're always changing. You're impacting yourself, your family, your friends, and those in the world that you touch. When you look at your life and you live, love, you impact. You are always pushing ahead, creating transformation. There's a change always happening. Cut the fat. You matter. The number doesn't. Don't be consumed by the numbers. It's easy to do. I know I used to do it. Man, I would get on the scale every other hour at times. Now, this was a long time ago. But I would. I'm like, oh, yes, 1 pound down. And then I'd come back 2 hours later. Oh, 1 pound and a half up. What did I do wrong? What did I eat? And I'm thinking, I didn't eat anything. Why am I heavier? Then I started learning, oh, wait. As I go through my day, my body tends to do what? Holds a little bit of weight. It holds water. It's adjusting during the day. It's freaking out, free radicals, all this stuff you can think about. Oh, wait, but when I go to sleep, my body allows it to restore itself and allows itself to rest. It detoxes and cleanses itself. It goes through this whole process, which is pretty incredible. And then I wake up and, oh my gosh, I'm 3 pounds less. 2 days later, I get back on the scale and I'm 5 pounds more. What? How did I just become 3 pounds less, and then now I'm up 2 pounds from when I last weighed myself? This is not right, right? You get the craziness, right? You matter, but the number doesn't. Cut the fat. That's holding you back. You matter more than any number in this world. You know your body. You know what you need to do to get healthier. The question is, are you really willing to do it? What would it look like to live your healthiest life? How would you feel right now? I mean, think about it. Boom, by a snap of the fingers, you're there. Are you smiling? Are you playing on the beach in your, okay, not even a bikini. You're just in this cool one piece. It's like you're looking good. You're feeling good. And you're running, chasing after your grown children. You're tackling your husband. You see a boat off the way and you're like, oh, we want to go there. Let's go out there and swim to that boat. You've got the energy to go out there and swim to that boat and go on a ride. Or are you one that's just on the shoreline, sitting on the beach, on the towel, watching everybody else? What is it for you? What is it going to take for you to cut the fat? When are you going to realize how much you matter in the world that God has placed you in? The people around you, they're not there by accident. You were given the gift of your spouse. You were given the gift of your children, your parents, your siblings, your aunt and uncles, your grandparents, on and on and on, right? Your friends, your coworkers, your business, your church. That's a lot of people that at a blink of an eye, you are called to impact. But you can't do that unless you cut the fat. Are you willing to do that for yourself today? Are you willing to go beyond where you are? I shared with you a little bit about my running, and I actually had to take some time off. The year that we moved down here, which we just made a year here down south, and I did not run at all. And I'm down south. I'm like, I've got more sunny weather to be outside, and I'm not running. But I knew my body couldn't take it. And it crushed my spirit. I mean, literally it did. There's just something about running in me. I feel free. It's just my time. I block out the world. I don't even like listen to audiobooks. I don't even listen to podcasts hardly when I run. I don't listen to myself, that's for sure. Except for the conversation I'm having with God. That's my time that I block out with Him. And it's me just to drown out the world and focus on what I hear from God. And I got to tell you, I was missing that. It was something in my life. I'm like, Lord, I feel distant from you. Yet I'm praying every day. I'm in His Word every day. I mean, I do the best I can. I'm not saying I'm perfect because I'm nowhere near that. I try to be in the Bible, not just in the Word. I try not just to do a devotion, but to learn more and really be open to what He's trying to teach me. But then I also find out that I'm like, still, Lord, something's missing. And I begin walking again. But then I would walk and read because that's what I do. I have to interview all these people and I want to talk to them, but I also want to know their story and know it well enough to be able to talk to them in true conversation, heart to heart. So I got to read their story. So I'm walking and reading on all these different books so I can meet these people and have these incredible conversations, but I'm missing out on the conversations with God. One thing I'm not good at is running and reading. That does not go well with me. Usually I fall down. Okay, honestly, I haven't tried it. But I'm barely coordinated enough to do walking and reading. That's where I draw the line. So my running is my drown out the noise time so I can hear God. And I was missing it. I missed it last year. I mean, I wasn't really missing it, but you know what I mean, right? That feeling of Him like being right there with me every single day. When I was used to running 7 to 11 miles, that's a lot of time with God. And then I go to a season of drought, the desert, 2 years. And then last year is another year. That's a long season for me. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to try this again. I just want to be able to know that I can do this. And I'm going to take it slow. So I started walking. Nope, but that walking meant reading. And that's what I did. And I said, I want more. I want more. See, healthy living for me isn't about a number anymore. It used to be. I wanted to be that cute Victoria's Secret model by about 7 inches too short. Oh yeah, I'm short. That's counting kind of like the heels too, because I'd always wear heels. 3 inches or more, that's a bare minimum for me. I always wanted height, but God didn't make me tall at all. He made me concentrated. I wanted to be that Victoria's Secret model. I wanted to be that size zero. But then I began to really realize that that's not why God created me. He didn't create me because of a number. He created me in His image. Fearfully and wonderfully made. You created in His image. Fearfully and wonderfully made. No number attached, but a purpose attached to you. You got to be living healthy in order to live out your purpose. So are you ready to do that? If you want help, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin a conversation. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call. Let's talk about this. I know I've been there. I've lived it. I don't want you riding the roller coaster. It's time to get off. Get your head in a different game, God's game. Go out today. Cut the fat. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous no-fat day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.